Comfort for Stephen Belden's widow. I know that poor Stephen must have suffered severely, but let us be thankful that the end came quietly. Of him the words apply, "Here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. These scenes will soon transpire, and then we shall better understand the words, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. You may now rejoice in the thought that Stephen is free from all pain. There need be no more worry or anxiety on his account. I am glad to know that our brethren in Australia do not forget you, that they have promised that you shall be cared for, whether you remain on the island, or whether you go to friends elsewhere. May the Lord bless and strengthen you and help you to recover from the long strain that has been upon you. Please continue to write to me by every mail that leaves Norfolk Island. To Mrs. Vina Belden, December 16, 1906.